Iconic Goonies house goes up for sale for $1.6 million in Oregon. By Ethan Lechman on November 16, 2022. The iconic house from the 1985 film Goonies is up for sale for $1.6 million. The current owner bought the dilapidated home in 2001 and has since invested in restoring the 1,935-square-foot home, which in the film belonged to the character Mikey Walsh, according to Coin6 News. The home has four bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a wraparound porch overlooking the Pacific Ocean in scenic Astoria, Oregon. Real estate agent Jordan Miller says he will not be selling the house to just anyone, it has to be the right person. It has to be someone who appreciates this movie and the history of this movie and this beautiful town, Miller said. To promote the house, Miller invited the hosts of the Confused Breakfast podcast crew to film and record an episode inside the home. The show is one of the nation's fastest-growing podcasts that analyze nostalgic films from the 1980s, 1990s, and early 2000s. Co-host Mike Schulte told Coin6 News that although he was busy, he could not pass up this opportunity to visit the house. "We just cleared our schedule because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us. Not only as fans of the movie, but just to be able to experience this," Schulte said. "This is not only nostalgia. This is a piece of cinematic history," he added. Goonies is a story about a group of young friends trying to save their homes from foreclosure to an expanding country club. But while doing so, they find a treasure map that takes them on a wild adventure. Since its release, the film has become a cult classic among fans. This is not the only home from a beloved 1980s movie to go up for sale recently. The home from the 1983 film A Christmas Story went up for sale in Cleveland, Ohio, after it had been used as a bed and breakfast for several years, Breitbart News reported. Similar to the Goonies home, the owner worked to restore the house, and said she is looking for the right person to buy it. You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter at @EthanLechman.